especially with the new guys we have coming in. You know, they've picked up the offense really fast, and then the returning guys that, you know, were here at the end of last year. It's been a fun camp, energetic, and you know, a lot of competition on both sides.
Talking to the coaches, they, especially Chris and Steve McAdoo, they both say you seem a little bit more relaxed. This is the first time you've come into a camp at the top of the depth chart. How did you approach things, and how does that change your approach to things as you went into this camp?
Yeah, I think it was more, you know, in the off season, just the, you know, the comfort level of knowing, you know, what I'm coming into and things like that before just showing up and not having any kind of idea. But also, you know, knowing this offense coming in for a second year under the same coaching staff has been a nice change.
Yeah, for sure. You're speaking of change. One of the changes you made was to your body. You've added a few pounds. Tell me about that. Why you made the decision and why it helps you.
Yeah, just felt like, you know, from a durability standpoint, but also, you know, being in the pocket, being a little bit, you know, heavier, I guess, or stronger. It was just something I wanted to add this off season. You know, it was a good off season. Spent a lot of time doing that, but also throwing as well.
You had a good receiving core last year. This year, you had a really good receiving core. How's the chemistry gone building that and getting ready for the regular season?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, we feel like we're on a good path right now. There's always room for improvement and things like that. You know, just you know when the receivers are starting to play fast and stop thinking when they go up and make those plays and things like that. And that's the biggest thing for those guys.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.